And then that.
No, you're not.
All right, 1, 2, 3, go.
No, we're already going.
Oh.
Yeah, this is all.
It's all I had a whole thing I was gonna do.
Oh yeah,
we'll go, I had a song. Go ahead. That was it.
Yeah, this is Jason Dan. This is talking into microphone because we don't have two.
Hello, people.
We have the blue snowball mic, and we are in Egersund, Norway.
Mm-hmm.
At the what is it, Dalarna?
Dalarna
Blues Festival. We played a couple times. We did stuff with kids. Nothing weird. Musical stuff.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. And there's a lot of catching up to do. It's been like 6 weeks since we did a podcast.
Yes.
We did a podcast a couple weeks ago via Skype.
Yeah.
The audio was unbearable, and the actual conversation wasn't that good either because we couldn't see each other. And you and I have just a sexual chemistry where we have to...
Yeah, we have to be in the same room together, yeah. Feeling each other's heat.
Yeah, feeling each other's... So we are feeling the heat in Norway.
Feel the heat.
Yeah. And my voice is gone, as usual. Dan sounds fine.
Yeah.
As usual.
I do.
And we've been listening to a lot of blues. And blues.
Listening is a strong word.
Yeah. We've been exposed to a lot of blues.
Blues.
Yeah. Blues has happened in our general
blues,
vicinity.
Blue.
And I am day drinking. It is Saturday, and I am on beer number 4.
Yeah.
And I feel pretty good about that. Dan is on tea number 3.
Yep.
And
you
can hear him stirring the tea. Yep.
Yes, for all of your British fans. It's a nice, it's a good colour. It's a slightly orangish, brownish
right,
colour.
Right,
yes.
Right.
Yes. That's all on the tea.
Yeah.
That's all I've got.
My God, it is orange.
Yeah.
Is that cream or goat cheese you put in there? There's a trash can right over there.
Okay.
We're in my hotel room, which is quite large for a garden shed. And I've got shit strewn all about it. My luggage was don't touch that. My luggage did not arrive with me. It got stuck in Washington D.C., so I had to go buy some clothes. And then, of course, my luggage immediately arrived thereafter.
Yeah.
So I've got old clothes, new clothes, dirty clothes, and some almonds.
But you got really good deals on your new clothes, right?
I did. I got a pair of jeans and 2 shirts for $3,000 about.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
For Norway.
For Norway, it's really not that bad.
It's excellent.
Yeah. No, it wasn't that bad. It was a really relatively cheap shop. You've got a notebook?
I got some notes.
Okay, Dan's got a notebook.
I've been writing down stuff that you do, that people do.
What?
Nothing.
Don't write down shit that I do.
Nope.
Please. So we hope everybody out there, that all 12 of you that listen to this podcast are doing well.
Yes. How are you? Hvordan har du det? And then you say, bara bra, or du.
What if they're not?
Then they look at you like, what are you... What? What's wrong with you? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you having a fit? Are you having some sort of seizure?
I get that look a lot.
So
tell us, Dan, last time we did a podcast, we were about to go do a bunch of dates. We did a bunch of Jace Everett dates in the UK and Ireland and France and Spain.
Yes.
Those went swimmingly. It's been too long. We can't even talk about them now because it'd just be tedious. But Dan, when I went home on, what, the 11th of May?
Yeah.
I think I went home the 11th.
I stuck around in Spain for a few days.
Yeah.
Hung out with my dad.
Yeah.
In Madrid. We ate a lot of food.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah. And then what happened?
And then on May 16th, I went up to Norway to Bergen.
Right.
On May 17th, I got to hang out in Bergen for the National Day. Oh, wait. No, I went up on the 14th or 15th.
No one really cares about
no
the
one cares.
Dates, Dan.
Yeah. I played in Bergen at a place called Lille Ole Bull, which looks like...
Lille Ole Bull?
Lille Ole Bull, which I thought was like... Pardon me. I thought it was like a little old bull, like a little old bull. And it was like a
little baby bull.
But it's not. It's a guy's name. Ola Bull was like this famous Norwegian. But nobody told me that. So I'm like, where's the bull? I've been looking everywhere for this little. I know he's little, but I don't find him. Anyway, I played with Paul and Stian from Orbo.
Well, formerly of Orbo.
Formerly of Orbo.
Now of Cat Butt. Jesus, with your motorcycle outside my window. Come on.
Well, it's like a. It's a blue. Hey, there's one of the kids from. It's a blues festival, so.
So
a
lot of
everybody brings out their Harleys.
Yeah.
There were some.
By the way, if you ride a Harley, you should really think about that. Anyway, go ahead.
You should think about it. It's a terrible idea.
It's silly.
Yeah, you're gonna die. Soon.
No, but if you're going to die, die fast. Get a Ducati or a BMW or,
Kawasaki. Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, I thought you were telling people not to ride motorcycles.
No. Just Harleys are tedious.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, do get a Ducati. Yes. Yeah.
If you're going to die, leave a nice stain where you used to be.
Oil, blood, rubber.
Little hair.
Hair.
Brain. Anyway, don't distract here.
Oh, right. May 17th. I was there in Bergen for Norway's National Day, and everybody gets dressed up in their sort of traditional costumes. And I was told today that those costumes cost about $6,000 each.
Jesus.
And they pass them down, from mother to daughter and all that.
Wow.
Like that. Yeah, it's a very. And everybody else who doesn't have that costume gets dressed up, and it's just very, very nice. Everybody looks sharp, and they're happy about being Norwegian, and they're having a good time.
Except for that one girl. You took some pictures on Norwegian Day, and he took this photo of this amazingly beautiful young woman.
Yes.
Who seemed very sad and very angry.
I sent Jace two pictures of the two of the most gorgeous women I've ever seen.
Which there are a lot of gorgeous women in Norway.
And on Bergen on May 17th, there was a little bit of just like
your head on a swivel trying to drink
so
it all
sent
in.
Sent Jace two pictures. One was of a beautiful, fair, blonde, very happy looking woman.
Yeah.
And one was of a dark haired woman looking scowly, frowny, and unhappy. And I was like, which one do you like? And he's like, guess.
Well, unhappy women I'm drawn to them. I don't know why.
I played some shows. I played some shows in Norway. It was good. I was in Haugesund. I was in Stavanger. I was in a place called Rosendal, which we should go and play because it's an amazing place. The place is called Snickeriet, I think. Snickeriet.
Isn't Snickeriet what they call the? Isn't that the little on the train when we take the train over here? Isn't that where you go get a snack?
I don't know. It maybe could be.
I wonder if it's like brasserie or whatever.
Something like that.
Yeah. But in Norwegian.
Yeah, because I've seen the word around at different places.
Cafe or whatever. I don't know.
But that place was great. I played there on May 17th, and everybody was hammered, which was awesome.
Yeah.
I had three different people come up to me while I was playing. She said, I don't know what I want.
Hey, you are from Tennessee.
Unless it's something I can't have. Yes, I am.
I went to Tennessee once. Yeah, I remember you telling. Here's the thing, folks. When someone's in the middle of a song, perhaps wait to have the conversation until the song's finished, at least. Mm. I mean, by all means, if they're on stage, engage them directly.
Yes.
One-on-one, because that's just the right thing to do.
Because we love that.
But maybe between songs.
Yeah, between songs, I would prefer.
And if you can, punch them in the throat as hard as you can. That way you get their attention.
Yeah, these are all good directives.
Yeah.
Take note, people.
Yeah.
People of the world.
Try and be an asshole every chance you get.
Yeah, so it's, then I kind of just hung out in Bergen there for a while and took pictures and ate ice cream and pizza. Yeah.
So how did that all go?
It went great.
You had a good time?
Yeah.
Yeah?
A lot of talking. Deep conversations about my feelings.
Right. Yeah.
Stuff like that.
How do you feel about your feelings?
I like to talk about how I feel about thinking about talking about feeling about my feelings.
Right.
I like to spend a lot of time doing it.
I find it best to just stuff them down. Stuff all your feelings down and maybe tamp it.
God, that sounds great.
Yeah. It's It's just better.
Sounds so good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, you don't really want to go into that, do
not
you?
Not really.
All right. Well, I
mistakes were made.
Yeah. Choices were made.
Choices were
they
made.
They were poor.
Yeah.
That's all right. That's all right. So, what have I been doing? I was back in Tennessee and doing some super fun stuff.
Your whole family was there the day after you got back, right?
Yeah. Yeah. My son's mother, Patricia, who is a French woman, my first ex-wife.
Vraiment?
Yeah. She,
Quel dommage.
Yeah. She and her mom and dad came to Tennessee to watch my son graduate high school. And he did, thankfully.
Which I'm sorry I missed, Jack. I love you.
It's okay. He's a very unsentimental boy.
Seems that way.
Yeah, he's kind of a cold-hearted bastard.
I
really like
him. Serve him well.
Yeah.
I really like him.
I really like that about him. But yeah, they came down, and that was cool. Yeah, I got back, and literally the same day I got back, the Frenchies came to town, so I went into French mode for a couple of weeks, had a great visit with them, and then had some other fun stuff happen that I can't talk about for legal reasons.
Yeah.
Is there a bell ringing?
There's a bell ringing. I thought perhaps it is 5 o'clock. I don't know why the bell needs to ring 180 times.
Jesus, do they count the seconds that occurred? 5 o'clock's a big deal here, apparently. Oh, anyway, so I came back here to Norway just a couple of days ago to rendezvous with Dan and play the blues festival here in Egersund. And one of the big things that we did, just the two of us, we didn't bring a band this time, but we spent Thursday morning and Friday morning. And then this morning, Saturday at noon, we did a concert. But Thursday and Friday, we spent about 4 hours with about 27 kids of varying degrees of musicality. Singers, keyboard players, bass players, drummers, guitar players, and...
local Norwegian kids.
Yeah.
From ages, what, 10 to 18?
10 to about, I think 17 was maybe the oldest.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And that kid didn't show up today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Where was he?
I don't know. Maybe he got hammered last night.
Well, he was doing security last night, so he may have gotten a little... He may have had a
little slacked, huh?
Yeah.
There was a lot of that going on last night.
Yeah. There was drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Norwegians like to drink.
Norwegians like to drink, and there's a cultural thing where it's okay to shove you.
Yeah.
It's really weird. Like, you don't have to say excuse me or anything. You can just shove people.
You know, that's honestly a bit of a continental Europe thing.
Is it?
Yeah. I get that in France and in Italy as well. Just personal space is not it's not really valued.
Yeah. Also, but in Norway, you can also just cut line.
Yeah, I have noticed that, and that's a bit tedious.
Yeah.
It's not fucking Nam, man. There's rules.
There's rules. I've spoken with many, many Norwegian people, and they're like, yes, we do that.
You remember when we did that show a few years ago in Trondheim, and we were with those girls that were also on the show?
Yeah.
And they just totally cut line. And we thought it was because they were, like, pretty girls, and that's what, but then we realized later that, no, even ugly girls get to do that here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is nice. It's nice to have that equality.
Yeah. Well, the considering there's only like 8 ugly girls in
Norway. Yeah, there's 8 of them, but they all cut line.
They're all here.
Oh, shh.
Shouldn't have said that. Yeah, sorry. Sorry to make you have to edit.
I'm going
to
beep that. Yeah, so anyway, I was told today that they were really pleased with how it went with the kids. And
it was fun.
It was fun.
It was a little bit... trying.
The first day was a bit shocking because we were exhausted. And
they just threw us into the deep end.
Yeah.
Well, you, really,
sat
there.
You know, no, you didn't. I mean, you did as much. That's the thing. It's like, what I'm going to tell these kids. It's like, here's the chords.
Yeah.
Play the song.
Mainly, I was there so like the 3 or 4 guitar players who are really into guitar playing could be in the same room as somebody who's a really good guitar player.
Right,
I think
right.
I was like, oh, that's what I'm doing. Okay, I can do
but
that.
But it was cool, and the kids loved it, and they have asked us to come back for the next 5 years. They want a 5-year run.
Well, that's a lot of...
That's a huge commitment, man.
It is, yeah.
I'll be 47 in 5 years. I don't know. No, that's a lot.
Yeah, well... Probably pays pretty well, I would imagine.
I don't know, Dan. I have somebody else deal with that.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't.
You don't want to get into the exact numbers of what you're paid here on the.
Well, I want to, but but for contractual reasons, I can't. Yeah. So anyway, that's what we've been doing.
Am I just here to make you feel uncomfortable about stuff? Is that what I mainly do in this podcast?
No, you're the funny bit.
Oh no.
Yeah, I'm like the sarcastic, dry, tedious guy that will actually upload it. But no. you're what actually amuses people.
No, you're funnier than I am, though.
We're not talking. No, I'm not.
Okay.
I've gotten a lot of feedback from the 12 people that listen to this podcast, and you're kind of the guy. You're kind of the guy. Well, from two of them.
Bell.
God damn, with
what
the
is
bells.
Going on?
I don't know, but I gotta eat some almonds.
Is there a fire?
Maybe there's a fire.
Is something going on in the town that we need to know
there
about?
It really is weird.
There may be some sort of Norwegian custom that we don't know about where 5 o'clock, this is when everybody goes out and helps the sheep into the fjords.
There's so much music going on in this town right now.
Yeah.
And it was really
Again,
weird.
Again, music is a strong word.
Yeah, some of it's great. Some of it's other stuff.
Yeah.
North
Mississippi All-Stars were played last night.
Yeah, they were pretty spectacular.
And this Danish group, a guy named Torbjørn, something.
Yeah, they were killer, man.
Yeah, real like Chicago blues, horns, and yeah.
Kind of reminded me of, what's the cat,
Ronald Reagan.
No, not Ronald Reagan, close though. Robert Cray.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of had that kind of vibe to it.
Yeah.
Like,
very much
City
so.
Slicker blues kind of thing. It was cool.
Yeah. It looked good too.
Yeah, they did look good. They were all in suits
hats.
Had horns.
Yeah.
I'm eating almonds. Is that a problem?
It depends.
God damn with these bells.
Yeah, there are multiple bells going on now.
This is the sunniest day I've ever seen in Norway in my life.
This is the hottest day I've ever experienced.
Yeah, it's like 85 degrees. It's boiling.
Yeah.
Anyway. I was laying in bed earlier.
Okay.
I came to take a little nappy nap.
Yes.
And right down, four stories down from my hotel room is where the festival office is. And they have a little PA set up playing tunes. Mm-hmm. And they were playing the theme song to Arthur by Christopher Cross. Yeah, when you get caught between the noon and moon in New York City. The best that you can
the
do is fall in love.
Is fall in love.
And that never felt more true to me than it did today.
Yeah.
So the next time that I do get caught between the moon and New York City, I'm going to really focus and try and fall in love.
You should, because that's the best that you can do. We should really work that song up. I'm surprised we haven't so far.
Right after one of them.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
No, but then they started playing Pennsylvania.
Oh.
And it kind of freaked me out. I just didn't know what to do with it. I had my eye patches on.
Yeah.
And I was laying in the bed, completely nude as a bee. Mm. And our song came on. And so I had to go take a shower. I just felt dirty and weird. I don't know why.
I was walking around the corner and I heard, I just heard music and guitar playing and some singing, but I couldn't identify the song.
Right.
And I was like, that's pretty groovy. That's pretty cool. And then I came around the corner, it was us.
It was like a song? Was it like a song?
I can't remember
what it was. Hey, those guys are good. Oh, that's me.
I think maybe it was like a song.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah. I know why I like that. It reminds me of me.
You don't want to talk about any of this funny stuff that happened in here?
No, man, do it.
Didn't we cover? I mean, we covered it all in the last podcast.
We do it. Look.
There's some good stuff.
Let's go backwards in time.
Right, together. We're going back.
I'm eating almonds. My mouth's full of almonds and beer.
Well, we went to Ireland. What happened in Ireland? This part of my notebook is all angry writing about something else, so we don't want to get into.
I want to hear about that.
Yeah, I know.
Come on. Come on, you pussy. I love Angry Dan. Angry Dan makes me so happy.
Angry whoever makes you happy.
I do
you
like anger
like
a lot.
It when people get angry.
I do. It's, that's not entirely true.
It isn't?
Mm-mm. I don't like when a woman is angry at me. At all.
I don't like that either.
You don't like when a woman's angry at me? Thank you, buddy.
No, I don't. I don't like that.
Thank you, buddy.
Particularly don't like it when they're angry at me. Particularly when I can't figure out what I've done wrong.
Oh, that?
At all.
No, you can't. You can never figure that out. Anyway.
The Polish guy at the Aragolin in Belfast. Oh, we met Irish Jimmy Beasley.
We did. My father, Jimmy Beasley, one of the greatest men of all times.
Yes. There is an Irish version out there.
In every country, there is a Jimmy Beasley.
Yeah.
And he's a daunting character, no matter what language he speaks. And we salute him.
There were some travel mishaps. Involved us jogging in airports, carrying lots of stuff.
Here's the deal, people. I'm a moron. That's what happened. I'm a moron. We played in Belfast. It was just Dan and I. We were going to meet the band in the UK the next week. So we landed in Dublin. We immediately went to the train station, took the train to Belfast, had the night off, then played the show in Belfast. The next morning, we're supposed to take the train to Dublin. And so we go to the train station with ample time, as always, because Dan and I show up early, man.
We like to.
We do it right. And it's a good thing. That way we can, when we miss our trains and planes, we're really...
right where to go.
Yeah, we know right where we're at. So, yeah, I misread the timetable. We missed our train, so then we took another small train to the bus station, where we then missed the bus.
Yeah.
Then we took that small train back to the other train station and grabbed the latter train. And it all worked out fine.
It did, and everybody laughed at us.
Yeah. So then we played Dublin at Whelan's and saw our good friend Steve Averill.
Yes.
And Sandy Harsh and Ronnie and all the crew, which, by the way, we did an interview with Steve Averill. Steve Averill did the album cover for Terra Rosa. He did all the artwork, and he's been working with U2 since their very first record, so he's got lots of great stories. He's a great guy, and I'll put that interview up at some point if I can get my head out of my ass. But anyway, we played the gig. Next morning, we went to the airport. Ample time yet again.
Yes.
Wicked early. And yet again, I misread the timetable and, frankly, the flight. So we're going to our gate, and I go, oh, no, we're on this flight at this time. And it's literally a mile away. So we ran to catch this plane, and the plane was gone by the time we got there. Oddly enough, we then realized that wasn't the right plane anyway. The plane we were supposed to be on was a mile back the other direction.
That was a Ryanair flight that was leaving.
And Dan was legitimately disappointed in me as a person at this point.
Well, my shins were very disappointed.
Me too. I mean, we were literally jogging in the airport wearing boots.
Yes, and carrying a lot of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my shins hurt for I think about a week after that.
You got to start getting some exercise, man.
I know.
You're falling apart on us. Come on.
I know, but I don't want to get exercise in the airport.
That's true.
That's not where I want to do my cardio.
You want to get a good lather before you get on a 10-hour flight? So anyway, that happened.
It all worked out. We went to Birmingham. We played with Dan Stewart and Antonio Grantonio.
Yeah.
And Catherine somebody.
Yeah.
And opened a couple songs. I mean, a couple shows Dan, quote-unquote, opened for us.
Yeah, it was more of a co-headlining thing.
Yeah, it was a co-headlining thing. Then we met a lovely girl named Hannah. Hi, Hannah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're just going to go ahead and bring her right up. You're kind of sweet on her, aren't you?
She's cute.
She's a beautiful girl.
Yeah. She's funny, too. Then we met the band in Manchester.
Yep.
And Paul. Gluten-free Paul.
Gluten-free Paul. Paul was our road manager in the UK. He drove the van. Actually, he owned the van and the back line and drove for us and sold merch and basically sorted things out for us, especially getting angry about gluten.
Yes.
That was his primary focus. It's funny because on the first podcast, we talked about gluten.
Yes.
And I told you it was like a sand.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a sand type thing.
Did you look it up and find that that's the case?
No, I've learned that that's not... I didn't think that was true then, but I've definitely learned it's not true.
So it's
now.
More of a paste, is it?
It's more of a jelly.
And they just put it into things
they put
to
it
kill
into
people.
Stuff. They put it in stuff just to, yeah.
It
to
was
make
invented
it
by the Nazis, I think, right?
Yeah, yeah. Or
yeah,
Stalin won.
One of the doctors,
yeah.
Mengele, I think.
Dr. Nazi, I think it was.
Dr. Nazi
yeah.
invented gluten.
Yeah, Dr.
In the
30s. Nazi in the 30s. In order to kill the non-Jews that he hated.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Jewish people are immune to gluten, I believe.
I'm pretty sure that's right.
That's just science, so you can look
yeah,
that up.
All of this is available
all of this is...
on the internet.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of stuff on the internet, and quite frankly, if it wasn't true, it wouldn't be on the internet.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's the
put,
thing,
they
folks.
They don't just put stuff on the internet.
If you read something
true.
In Wikipedia or Facebook or a tweet, that's what happened.
You
so just
sure
know that and be comfortable with it.
All of this stuff, Facebook,
yeah.
Google, it's all fact-checked, everything.
Much like the thoughts in your own head are all factual. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all good.
God damn it, these bells.
I don't know what's
they're still
going.
Going.
I'm pretty sure the town is on fire.
That would be awesome. And also horribly sad, of course.
Yeah, but if we captured it on podcast, then all the humanity.
So wait, you got to tell
the
your
hell?
Stories.
Oh, I'm just running through these notes really quickly. Kevin, cheapest man ever.
God almighty.
Jenny Preggers.
I just got an invoice from Kevin. Another invoice. Dude, you're a doctor. Just move on.
Kevin can stretch a dime.
Kevin Simonelli is a brilliant bass player, a lovely human, and the cheapest son of a bitch I've ever met in my life.
Yes.
And I say that with all due disrespect about your cheapness.
And Casey got you drunk.
Casey got me really drunk. There's a photo to prove it.
I saw that photo.
It looks like we're about to go hook up. It's like, I hope one of you boys has got a condom.
Oxford, we saw this great band called Polly and the Billet Doux.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to those guys. Watching Norwich.
These motherfucking bells are killing
like
me, man.
Every church in town is now ringing its bells.
I think I see the meter peak every time there's a bell. What is going on?
I don't know. But it's not stopping the blues.
They're some of the most atheistic bastards in the world. Why are their churches going crazy on Saturday evening at 5:15?
5:15. I don't know. Monday's some kind of holiday, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so we went to Leeds. We played there. We played with this band called McKay. We went to Nottingham. We had a great show there at the Maze. It was hot as fuck.
Yeah, the Maze is always hot, but those
holy
guys are
crap.
Fucking great. I love I love that place.
That was my favorite gig of the whole run.
Those guys
sounded great.
Those guys are killer.
And then Jace was letting me play a couple of songs during these sets because he's a very nice guy.
I am. I'm a super fucking nice guy.
You are.
People don't know
that
about me because they talk to me and they think that I'm not.
Yeah.
But in my heart.
Yeah, don't talk to him, people.
No, don't listen
to
him.
You'll ruin the whole
yeah,
mystique.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
And I had a heart attack. I thought I had a heart attack.
You did have a heart attack.
Just a little one.
At the Maze.
Yes, while I was playing a song, I forgot the words because of my brief heart attack. I didn't really have a heart attack, people.
He had a mild anxiety.
I had a mild wave of hypochondria, I think.
Really? Now why?
I don't know. I suddenly had a sharp pain. Twitchy pain.
Coughing,
in the
cigarettes.
Middle of my, yes.
Heart
middle
burn.
Of my chest caused by not enough sleep,
yeah.
Too much coffee, too
yeah.
many cigarettes, and
yeah.
not eating right.
Yeah.
Which is
well, in England,
life on the road.
Yeah, you can't eat right in England because it's not there.
No.
Hey, England, get your shit together with vegetables. Come on.
France. Then we went to France. I accidentally had a drink on the year anniversary of my sobriety on May 3rd.
God, that's so funny. I didn't know if you wanted to tell that story. I was going to keep a lid on that.
Oh, no. That's hilarious.
So here's the deal. Here's the deal. In Europe, my American friends, you can buy beer, liquor, ham... all of these things in vending machines. We'll get to the ham in a minute.
Yes.
But we were at this, actually quite a nice little airport hotel out by Charles de Gaulle Airport. And in the morning we were getting ready to go into Paris proper and set up for the gig. And we're all at the vending machine getting something to drink. And Dan sees this lemonade thing, so he he buys it. And he goes, oh, I wonder what this is. It's called Panache.
Panache.
And I thought to myself, well, often that's beer with lemonade, but surely not in a vending machine. So he popped the top and took a big draw and goes, I think this is a beer. Literally on the one-year anniversary of his sobriety.
Yes.
And what was great for me, I felt horrible. I was like, God damn it, I should have known and told him. But what was hilarious is, you're like, yeah, and you're going to set it down. But right before you set it down, you went, took one more little sip and then set it down. I think because you were just verifying to yourself that
I did
that it was. Huh. Yeah.
It didn't taste good.
No, Panache is terrible. You know why? Because it's beer and lemonade.
It's beer and lemonade, yeah. Especially if you're expecting, like,
lemonade.
Fanta Limon.
Or beer.
Or, yeah, either of those. Yeah. So I was like, oh, boom.
Yeah, it's like, God damn it.
Start all over again.
That does not count. You were not drinking. Yeah. That was an accident. And, yeah.
That's where you saw the guy with the Glock.
With the Glock,
car,
yeah, in his car.
Shucking around into the chamber.
Yeah, we were walking to get some cigarettes, and we were walking by a guy in like a Volvo station wagon. I looked down at him, and he is racking around into the chamber of a Glock 17. And I was like, well, bienvenue à France.
That's so weird. Never, yeah. I don't think I've ever seen a handgun in Europe.
Not on a cop, yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird. Maybe he was a cop. Or maybe he was an assassin.
Well, if he was an assassin...
I'll tell you what, whoever's ringing that goddamn bell, I wish that guy was here to pop a cap in their ass. What is happening?
I don't know what's going on.
I think they're calling the villagers into the town.
To kill the monster?
Something about sheep.
Huh.
I'm just betting it has something to do with sheep. I had never noticed before in Norway how many fucking sheep there are. There are a lot of sheep.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah. Got sweaters to make.
Yeah.
Scarves.
So we went to Paris. We went to Montmartre and Sacré-Cœur, walked around, had a good show, went to the sex shops. You got drunk.
We did not go to the sex shops. We went at the sex shops. And then we did not go into the sex shops.
No. And we had an amazing meal. You know, it's tough to go from France to Spain. Culinarily, in a culinary sense, to go from France to Spain and then to Norway.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a
letdown. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the Nordic people aren't necessarily as culinary.
No.
Culinarily?
Culinarily, I believe, is the perfected Mersen
lever. Nomenclature?
No.
I'm day drinking, so I can't tell if I'm pronouncing things well.
We'll find out, I guess,
yeah.
Later.
Yeah.
Tiny cage elevator, ashtrays and rooms, band left. I went shopping. Actually, found some good deals at Gallery Lafayette. Lots of Asians. Went to some meetings, lovely dinner. These are my notes.
Lots of Asians.
There were. Gallery Lafayette was completely stocked up with Asians.
Really?
Saw an enormous rat. Took the metro home without paying. Then we went to Spain.
Man, you had a lot of adventures without me. What was I doing?
Oh, I get out there, man.
I was actually promoting the record and working for a living. That's what I was doing. I forgot. Carry on.
You know, when I'm on your dime, I'm going to fuck off as much as I can. That's just what I do. It's been working for us so far.
Yeah, that's true. It's working out all right.
Went to Spain. Jace overslept, thought he lost his guitar, and was generally an angry, wretched mess. That's what I wrote.
When was that?
The morning that we left Paris to go to the train station.
To
catch the train. You had overslept a little bit, and we were fine. We had plenty of time.
No, we were totally fine, but that cab driver was pissing me off.
The cab driver pissed you off. You thought that you lost your guitar for a second. They had to go around, and they put it in this weird closet where they never put it.
Yeah.
It was just generally not the way you want
to... Yeah, not a great way to start the day at 5 a.m., no.
But then we took the train.
An
the
angry, wretched mess.
Yes. To Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Yes. Got a rental car. Went into a roundabout with eight lanes. Scooter guy saying to Jace, "Are you loco? Crazy?"
Yeah, he literally goes, "Tú eres loco?" And he looks at me and goes, "Crazy?"
Spinning like, his finger around.
Yeah, spinning his finger around.
His
I'm like, "Thank you for translating loco, you shit-driving piece of shit." Because he was fucking up, and I was not.
Yes,
and
he was fucking up.
Yeah, and he's lucky that, you know, I was in a good goddamn mood.
So we were very happy to be in Spain. I had not been there in 20 years. You had never really spent any
time. Never spent any time there, no.
So we started looking for some chilies rellenos.
Yeah, some fajitas.
Chimichangas.
Yeah.
Fajitas, flautas, something.
Some bullshit. There was not even a Taco Bell that I could see.
No. Not a Taco John's.
They had all this weird seafood stuff.
Yeah.
And this thing called tapas. I didn't understand.
Tapas. They're like, yeah, let's get this.
I'd love
let's
to.
Get it on.
Wait, what is this? What are these olives all about?
Thought we were going to be tapping ass. So we played at Rock Sound in Barcelona.
Wow.
Yes. And
tú eres muy guapo.
Oh.
Cuando tú eres eso.
Gracias.
De nada, pinche gringo.
Está bien. The Spanish crowds, we noticed, were good.
Yeah.
They don't speak very much English.
They speak no English at all.
Which is fine, except you had to change your stage banner a little bit to not.
Yeah, play. I just stopped having any because yeah. I realized it was a futile. You know, I like to think of myself as fairly witty and sardonic, but since they would just look at me like a deer in the headlights, I realized, you know what, I should probably just play a song.
And then I had to change my thing that I do because I usually rely on your banter to tune between
right,
songs.
Right.
So I had to speed things up a little bit. But the Spanish crowds.
Yeah, they immediately.
Yeah.
The first room we played was not full. Mm-mm. There was. It's probably a 90 person room, and there was about 40 people there, mm-hmm. realistically.
Yeah.
But they. Before we even played, they were all pressed against the stage.
Yes.
And ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the other shows were basically sold out, and the same thing, you know, people just pressed up against the stage. It was like, wow.
Yeah.
You guys are excited.
I know. It's so often you'll be playing a room and everybody's, you know, they're 15 meters away. They're all, like, over there. And you're like, come up to the stage.
Fucking, playing fucking lawn darts and shit in the back of the room. I don't know what's going on back there.
I went with my dad the next morning to La Sagrada Familia, the Gaudi chapel thing. Las Ferran.
I did not do that, folks. I probably... I don't know what I did.
You had to drive, so you were resting.
Huh. Yeah, I did have to drive. I did have to drive in Spain.
Then we went to Zaragoza.
Zaragoza.
Another good show there.
Which neither of us had ever really heard of, I don't believe.
No.
And
despite the fact that it is the same population as Oslo.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big town. And a very clean town.
Very clean. Yes.
Yeah. I was quite impressed with the hygiene.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of hygiene.
I met my Spanish doppelganger.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Everybody was taking pictures of us. It was kind of weird. And then he was leaving, and I was like, I'll see you at home. Say hi to Mom. We went to Madrid. You had the worst sound man ever.
Well, why me? We had the worst sound man ever.
No, my sound was fine.
That's true. Your mic was great.
Your monitor was fucked.
Yeah, that
up.
guy was a mental midget, to say the least. The Hard Rock Cafe, great venue, nice folks there. The sound man needs to be drawn and quartered. It was so bad that when we came out for the second encore, I just unplugged my guitar, walked out into the crowd, and played on the floor, and Dan played on stage. Mm-hmm. And they loved it, and that was great. There's actually a video on Facebook of that. But let me tell you how bad the sound was. The sound man came to me in tears and hugged me and said, I'm so sorry, this is the worst day of my life.
Yeah.
So I killed him. No, I gave him a hug back. I kissed him on the cheek. I said, it's okay, buddy. Don't worry about it. But if I ever see you again, I'll kill you.
It was sad.
It was really bad.
It was very, very bad.
Really bad.
And my dad was there.
Yeah.
And David.
And then
they said it sounded fine up front. God.
I don't know.
They're English professors. Retired English professors.
Yeah. And then we went to Liarganes.
Liarganes.
Liarganes, that's right.
Liarganes.
Which looked like a movie set.
A lovely little town in the north, and up in kind of in the mountains there. And yeah, just idyllic. Creepy.
Yeah, so pretty. It was actually a little off-putting.
Yeah.
You're like, is this real?
Yeah. Another great show. Yeah, didn't know if anybody would show up. Hadn't seen anybody all day.
And it was packed.
It was packed.
Yeah.
It was a great show.
And then we went to Bilbao, which was very stressful.
Oh, my God. That was stressful.
The last, basically, the last day
of the tour. I have a video I need to put up of us getting a police escort down on the streets.
Yes, we had a police escort back in January in Glasgow, and we got a new police escort in Bilbao.
Yeah. Not a great town for driving.
No, a good town for killing pedestrians if you yes. wish. But yeah, it was a really really interesting town. I'd like to spend some more time there, but it was very ancient, and in a cool way, obviously. But when you have never been there and are trying to find a gig that doesn't have a website or a proper address, they have a website and their address is a picture of Google Maps with a circle. That's in the general area. It's around here.
There's no text.
Yeah, it's around
there's
here.
There's no address. There's nothing. And then you call them. I called them.
Yeah.
And asked them in Spanish where they were, and they didn't really know where they were.
No, I don't think they really know where they were.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because they could have just said, we're across the alley from the vending machine with ham.
Yeah.
Yes. What the fuck with these bells?
I don't know, man.
It's been going on for 30 minutes.
It has been going on. And I feel like it's not done. I feel like it's just going to keep going until all the sheep are safe.
Wow.
But
wow. So anyway, that was Bilbao. Another good show.
Yes.
And then you, of course, I went home.
You went home?
Actually, I drove to Barcelona. It took me about 7 hours. Yes. And just kind of take it easy. And then I watched a little... Football Club Barcelona, live on TV with some Barcelonans.
Nice.
And that was kind of fun. I ate a pizza with some guys and watched Messi and the crew, Neymar and those guys do their thing. They had a rough season, but my son's kind of turned me on to them, and it's pretty cool to watch those guys. So I get to
like
do that.
Pizza. Can we order pizza?
God, I'm starving. Are you hungry?
Yeah.
Fuck this. Let's get something to eat.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
All right, this is the end of the pot now. so we did that. You came up to Norway, and I went back home, yes. And now here we are again in Norway. Yeah. And I'm about to go back home tomorrow. You're going home on Monday.
Yeah, day after.
And then what are you going to do?
I'm going to be getting somebody, wink, wink, to take me to the DMV at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and then...
The fuck are you talking about, man?
I need to get my license back.
Well, you should have thought of that when you were drinking.
Yes, but if I thought about it, then I wouldn't have been drinking.
That's fair.
So I'm very much looking forward to being home for 2 days and relaxing before I go out on my own little U.S. tour of coffee houses and other venues where no one will show up. And
don't let Dan play alone. Go out and see Dan Cohen. You can go to dancohenmusic.net and see where his dates are.
.com.
Yep. Oh, it used to be .net. DanCohenMusic.com.
Yes.
Back in the day, you didn't have a .net?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry. Anyway, go to his website, DanCohenMusic.com, and find out where his dates are. And go see his ass, because he gets sad if he drives all that way and nobody's there.
I do. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to see a lot of friends, if nothing else, and hopefully make a few fans. And I also wanted to say bong, bong, bong.
It's amazing.
Bong,
it's amazing.
Bong.
What doesn't that mean drink in Norwegian, the bong?
Yes.
Ølbong.
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 Yeah.
And there was a shotbong.
Shotbong.
Which is what, a short?
It means. Oh, why'd they stop? Now I miss it.
God almighty. No one wants us to do this podcast, apparently, including the keeper of the bell.
They're doing it again! They're starting the podcast! To the bells!
To the bells! So tonight, the Spin Doctors are playing here in Egersund, which I haven't seen the Spin Doctors in like 20 years. So I'm going to go check that out for a little bit. And then the Dum Dum Boys.
Dum Dum Boys.
Which I'm not going to see because they're Norwegian and they're like hard rock. And I have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, so.
Yes, I do not. Yeah. But I'm also not going to go just because I don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah, Dan was leaving the blues jam we just did. He said, hey, I'm going to take my guitar back to the hotel and then come right back. Except I'm not going to come right back. And he didn't. And he didn't. So I came to get him. It just gets tedious, man. When you make music for a living, I get. But you and I are weird because I know a lot of musicians that they're fucking in it, man.
Yeah.
They can hang out all day.
Yep.
I don't understand those people.
Yep, I don't either. I wish I enjoyed being around music more.
I just wish I was happy. In life. And that's the thing, is there's all those people there and I look at them and I just get sick and I have to go away.
Yeah, I get pretty misanthropic when I'm around people. When I'm not around people, I think people are great.
Yeah, people are the best. They're amazing.
But when I actually get down in there and start
rubbing
elbows with people, I'm
You don't want to actually spend time with them. No, it's terrible. Yeah, I hate that about myself, you know, and I hate that about you.
Yeah.
There's a lot I hate about you, but that's probably...
I hate that about you, too.
Well, that's hurtful.
Well, for me.
It's different when I say it.
I hate using your hate through me back at you. Is that better?
I don't know, man. This is like my fourth beer. I think you just blew my mind.
Yeah, I think it did.
I think you just blew my mind.
I want a pizza.
Yeah, let's get a pizza.
Let's go get a pizza.
Yeah, we're going to do that. So go to dancohenmusic.com.
Yeah.
And check out his dates for the summer.
And go to jaceeverett.com.
Yeah. And I'm actually going to be playing a show in Moscow, I guess, in about 10 days. It's been kind of maybe, I don't know what's happening. They've been fucking around, but...
Closer to happening now?
Yeah, we're doing a gig with Eric Snowden and Pussy Riot. It's going to be nice, and I'm going to enjoy that. Well, you know,
Pussy Riot.
Yeah, what's the name of the band,
okay,
man?
Okay, I know. Just...
All right. No, we're gonna go over there and play.
Wait a minute. Is Pussy Riot a different band than Eric Snowden?
Eric Snowden was in Pussy Riot, but then he spilled all those NSA secrets, so they kicked him out.
This is not the Russian group that got in trouble for...
Yes,
it is
Pussy Riot. And Eric Snowden is the guy that worked for the NSA that's now in Russia being protected by the Russian government.
So, are you sure...
Are you in a bit of a news vacuum, brother?
A little bit. Are you sure that you are not a spy? Because you shouldn't be doing podcasts if you're a spy. Or maybe you should. Maybe
there's
that's
cover,
exactly
double cover, triple cover. See, I can admit that I'm a spy, which throws you off the fact that I'm actually a spy.
That is so cool.
You know?
I wish I could be there.
Yeah. I wish you could, too. I hope I can be there. We'll see if it actually comes to fruition. But that
Zastrovia.
Is... Zastrovia. That's all I know in Russia.
Boże moi.
Now, I'm looking forward to going to prison in Russia. Never been there.
It's going to be cool, man. Mm-hmm. Take a camera.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I'll just shove one up in my carry-on bag. Made you nervous, didn't they?
Boom.
God damn, the bells again. What's happening?
The bells.
For whom the bell tolls.
All right.
Armitage Shanks.
We need to stop this podcast so hopefully the bells will stop.
Yeah. This has been Jace Everett, Dan Killen talking into microphone. This is just the one. And at some point in the future, we'll get back to doing a proper podcast. Maybe. I don't know. I don't really care.
Do you
care?
Proper?
I don't know.
Should I do the theme song?
Yeah, do the... Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks, Jason, Dan.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you around. Bye.